Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I know, Pat, that something on your heart you wanted to share. And
oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've been reading in Galatians recently, and there's so much meat in Galatians. And, you know, it's so quick. I mean, we're so quick to forget how we got where we were.
Mm-hmm.
Or forget where we came from, in other words. And, you know, we can get prideful, you know, thinking that, you know, we're doing whatever it is God's called us to do, or, you know, you're getting familiar, you're getting comfortable in where you're at, what you're doing. And I was reading in Galatians 2, he says, did you receive the Holy Spirit by obeying the law of Moses?
Mm.
He says, of course not. You received the Spirit because you believed the message you heard about Christ. He says, how foolish can you be? After starting your Christian lives in the Spirit, why are you now trying to become perfect by your own human effort?
Wow.
Have you experienced so much for nothing? Surely it was not in vain, was it?
Mm.
And then he says, I ask you again, does God give you the Holy Spirit and work miracles among you because you obey the law? Of course not. It's because you believe the message about Christ.
Wow.
And, you know, it just made me think about, you know, how far God has brought me in my life personally and all the things that he's taught me. But I cannot get comfortable or familiar with that because it was God, by the work of his Spirit, who taught me the things that he's taught me.
Wow.
You know, we were so dependent on things. We're so dependent on God when we don't know how to do something in particular or where's this, you know, how's God going to provide this specific need, you know, you're
a
like,
miracle,
you're
right?
Like, God, I need a miracle kind of thing. And we're very humble and we're praying all the time in that regard. I think God works the miracle, right?
Right.
And I'm always like so thankful, but then we get familiar, we get comfortable. It's like, oh, I know how to do that. Whatever. You know, we forget that it was God that did it to begin with. We don't pray. We start, you know, walking in the flesh and just kind of haphazardly kind of doing things just because we know how to do it. And then all of a sudden things start falling apart. God help.
Lord, can you help Pat? Can you help us? Right?
Yeah. I mean, that's just so dangerous, you know, because it was God who did it to begin with. Now you're going to try and do it by your own works.
Wow.
Like, hello, you know, I'm the one holding the universe together. You think you might want to bring me in it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's so important because you think about it. I mean, Paul sent the straight, says, you foolish Galatians, who's bewitched you? I mean, like, what's the deal here?
Like, hello?
You guys started out in spirit. You started off, you know, humble. You started off seeking God. You started off saying, we don't know nothing. We're just foolish men, you know what I'm saying, in touch with an awesome God.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, you got edumacated. You know what I'm saying? It's like all of a sudden, you know something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, this ain't right.
Oh, yeah.
This ain't right. Mm-mm. And it's a constant reminder for us to keep our heads low, keep Jesus high, and to be in that place of continual dependency upon the Lord, which is really humility, you know, total dependency upon God and respect for other people. But when we realize that everything is from God, you know what I mean, and that he's the one holding everything together, then it's going to go good for us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's going to go good for us.
Yeah. That's not that things won't happen. It's just that you know who's in control.
Right.
You know, you're constantly on your knees because you know without him, it's impossible.
Right.
And he has a way of reminding you if you forget, especially when you start walking in the flesh and, you know, you start walking, you know, start being prideful. You know, things will start falling apart in an instant.
In a minute.
In a heartbeat.
All right. I mean, wear yourself out because you're trying to take over what God started, and then you're wearing yourself out, and you're getting all irritated and frustrated and because you're trying to do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And the thing is that we can rest in God. You know, you're absolutely right, Chris. You know, we can rest in the fact that, you know what, if God's called us, if God's brought us here, if God's given us this job, if God's given us this position, if he's blessed us, you know what? He is going to help you all the way if you trust him. It was like, at one point, was God driving and you decided to move God out the driver's seat and you said, where did that happen? What What mile marker was that that you just decided, like, Jesus, I got this. Okay,
right.
The back, you know, Jesus goes from driving, look at this proverbial vehicle, right, to being a passenger. Before you know, he's in a back seat, and is like, we left him at the last rest stop. I don't know where we left Jesus. You know, it's like, come on now.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
And we can get caught up in with the spirit of religion that all of a sudden we have to maintain what God already started.
All right.
And that's a rat race, man. That's like getting on, you know, a treadmill that's going nowhere, like a hamster in a wheel.
Going nowhere fast. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're going nowhere real fast because God did it. You can't start taking credit for what God's done.
No, you can't. You can't.
Yeah, because it's not going to go well.
No.
It's not going to end well. And think about it. He says, did I perform these miracles because of something that you did? Did you, you know, and there's a lot of people trying to do a whole lot of things. You know, if I fast and if I read 30 times, you know, in a day, and if I memorize all these scriptures, then God will. And it's right. God can't be manipulated.
No, he's not some formula or something.
Or a combination that we can pick, you know.
Yeah.
Three to the right, two to the left, right. Hocus pocus, and Jesus, no. God's not going to do that.
Mm-mm.
He's just not going to do that. But what you're saying is powerful because, you know what, if we're not there already, which I believe we are, I believe that days are going to come that we're just going to have to live on just total dependency. And we're just so blessed in this nation.
You're right, because there's so much to our disposal in regards to just leaning on Google. We lean on our jobs. We lean on, family. We lean on all kinds of things, our money or whatever.
Yeah.
And God's nowhere in it.
Yeah.
You know, we're so quick to go to these things. Like, you know, I mean, I believe this is going to come to the point. I mean, another thing, we can always quickly just, you know, call up the pharmacist, or we can call the doctor's office. Hey, you know, something's going on. I need this, instead of going to God first. Yeah, give me a pill.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, so yeah, it's just.
You look at those other countries and you see great faith. It's because, you know what? God's the first choice. He's not the third or fourth or fifth choice. He's not the seventh one in the line when it's like, oh, I need something. I'm just going to get in. Oh, you know, and it's like CVS and Walgreens is on speed dial. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And when he got on speed dial,
I believe those days are coming soon.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. He's going to have to be our first choice.
You know, and it's all about, you know, like you were saying, it's remaining in that peace. You know, it reminds me of the scripture in Psalms, which says, "Be still and know that I am God."
Mm-hmm.
You know, I saw that one day, and it was just like, I got this big, huge mega pop. It's like, you know, when I'm still, you know, I'm going to see God at work in my life instead of, you know, like we're talking about us trying to take the reins and begin to steer it this way and that way instead of following God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we're at peace, when we're at rest, and we're letting God work, then we're going to see Him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we will know at that point that, oh, He is God.
That's right.
Because there's no way that I could do this. I couldn't, you know, work this thing out. Or
right,
man, that's a powerful word, man.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.